I was a helicopter mechanic for some reason. I don't know why. I never passed a test that said I was mechanically inclined. That's where they shuffled me to. Like, I was like, really? A helicopter mechanic? I don't even change my own oil. They're like, just get in line. Okay. Every day of my career, 5 years at Miramar, every day reminding myself, oh, righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. That's right. So I had ups and downs, got in trouble here and there. Made it to the end of my enlistment, 2003. You know, I'm like, sweet, I'm going to get out honorably. You know, I haven't seen the inside of a brig. You know, it's been close. Then we went to war in Iraq, and they issued, you know, we had this meeting after work, you know, pass down. They're like, hey, Knowles, they issued stop loss. I'm like, I don't care, I'm getting out. Why, what's stop loss mean? Right? That means you're not getting out. So I had to stay like 6 extra months. I ended up volunteering to go to Iraq. I got voluntold to go to Iraq. Like, congratulations, you're a patriotic volunteer. Okay, thanks. They talked it up, though. It was like 50 of us from Miramar. We went as a whole volunteer platoon, put down our wrenches, and I went, you know, they just talked it up like you're gonna go and make a difference. You know, you might go with the infantry out to do some patrols. You know, you might do this. As soon as we got off the helicopter, it was passing out brooms and mops. Here you go, suckers. On my EAS, April 5th, 2003, the day I should have been getting out, I was in formation, getting assigned to Chow Hall duty out in Iraq. Yeah, and I was like, you know, just kind of questioning all my decisions, standing in that formation, like this sucks, man. It's 120 degrees. It's like a sandstorm just blowing. They're going down the line, giving everybody their assignment for the next 6 weeks. It sounded horrible, all of it. You know, you're in the hothouse. You're going to be in the steam shack. You're in the sweaty balls facility. It's getting worse. I was in the back rank, and I waited till nobody was looking, and I just kind of ducked out and snuck away. And I guess, technically, I was like UA for about an hour. You know. It was easy. We're all dressed the same. You know, just blend in. Finally, I went back, and I'm like, I can't get away. I'm in Iraq. Where am I going to go? You know. So I went back, and I'm like, I guess I'll work at the chow hall. They were just starting to serve chow, and there was like a big tent with an opening, and I was just about to go in when the gunny found me. You know, he's like, Knowles, what are you doing? So I just stopped. And I was like, oh, hey, gunny. What are you doing? Oh, you know, I'm just standing right here in front of the chow hall. What are you doing that for? This is what they got me doing. There's always a rank structure, you know. If you say it right, nobody will question you. This is what they got me doing. Oh, they do? What do you mean? I guess I'm like a door greeter, you know. I'm like, welcome to the chow hall, Marine. Come on in, you guys, enjoy the food. He's like, for real? I'm like, yeah, Gunny, this is what they want me to do. He's like, well, are you counting everybody? Oh, hell yeah, this guy right here, 122, 123, welcome to chow hall. He's just staring at me, you know, for like a long time. And in my head, I'm like, I should say some more shit. You know, I'm like, oh, well, also, Gunny, I'm reminding the Marines as they come in to eat to take off their hat and point their weapon down. You know, hey, welcome to chow hall, 123. Cover off, muzzle down, enjoy your food. Welcome to chow hall. Cover off, muzzle down, enjoy your food. I guess he was in a hurry. That was good enough for him. Good shit, Knowles. He just walked away. That was my job. The next day, he brought a clicker like the bouncers use. It was awesome. After 6 weeks, they brought a new guy to me. Hey, Knowles, train this guy on everything you're doing. Make sure he's screwed up. Yeah. He trained the guy, and he trained the guy. Maybe someday you'll get to be a door greeter. That's because of me.